Welcome to the Unpinned Podcast. My name is Fenley and I'm your Pinterest coach and manager, aka Pinterest Boss Babe for short, with a side of being a social media content creator. With this podcast, I am teaching you how to tap into the power of Pinterest and using it to your advantage. I love providing you with multiple sources of inspiration from the resources and thoughts of other business owners, as well as myself, who relate to your business journey. I empower you in your content creation and marketing strategy because I don't believe in a one-size-fits-all formula. So let's get it.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today's podcast. Today's topic is a very interesting one, and I want to really go into it and just really, you know, talk about how to handle a current situation, or like, how do you get through this point in your business when things seem to be going backwards? It's been a long time coming, and you know, I am a type of person that's very hard on herself. I tend to really come off, you know, at first very harsh towards myself, especially when it comes to setting goals and succeeding at those goals and really putting my mind to things and really wanting to get it done. So it's very hard for me to admit or to even, I mean, it's gotten easier because, you know, personal development, but it's still hard. It's hard for me to admit that, you know, things didn't work out, or things are just not going the way I thought it would go, or I'm not hitting that goal that I've been hanging up on my wall and looking at every day and telling myself every day, I'm not succeeding at this, or I'm not getting this or that. And, you know, one of the things is that I come to realize is when it comes to things like this, yeah, I have a hard time admitting it. And, you know, it doesn't get any easier every, you know, when the situation comes around. But I can say there is improvement. It's never going to be perfect. Like your initial reactions, they're never going to be perfect. They're always going to be a little ugly at first because it takes a while. It takes a while to change what I call a reflex reaction, which is like a reaction you've been having towards something or yourself for a long period of time. And it just kind of just stays that way, which is kind of the same as a habit. But I call it a reflex reaction because it's just something that just comes out. It's not out of habit. It's just a trigger reaction that you have. Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to get too detailed about that. But I just really want to say that when it does come to that point, it was also very hard for me to even say that I failed. Like saying that I failed or didn't succeed at something was it seemed a lot harder than accepting it myself. Now I've been going through this whole entire thing this month where I have, you know, been able to openly say and speak the truth that, you know, my business isn't doing well. I don't have enough clients. I've been working at it. I've been doing a lot of things, but unfortunately it's just not working out. And it was very hard for me to tell people that, you know, I have to get a job. Like I have to go back into the workforce and I have to get a job. So it's been hard for me to admit that or to openly say that to people. But the more I said that to people, the easier it got. And also deep down inside, there was a lot of resistance. Like I didn't want this to be my fate, kind of sort of like, right? Because that's how I was picturing it. Like, this is my fate. I'm always going to have to rely back on the workforce and everything like that. And I'm going to have to be stuck in a 9-to-5 job and blah, blah, blah. And that was my reflex reaction. It was like the end of the world. And with the help of like my coach and some other people in my network, it's they were so nice to me about it. I don't know what it is that I thought was gonna happen when I opened up and I explained my situation. I don't know what I thought what was gonna happen, but it just seemed like everything for me was going backwards. And yet there were people that were there, standing right there saying, "No, you're gonna move forward. Like, this is you moving forward." And it was hard for me to understand, and it took me a while. Like, we're at almost the ending of the month, and only now I'm realizing that, one, I had to fully accept the fact that this, even though I'm going back into a 9-to-5 job, that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm stuck in it. That doesn't mean that I have to accept it as my fate. It doesn't mean that I am a complete and total failure in my business. It's just something I need to do in order to make my dream work. And as soon as I started to accept that, I started to change the mindset that, okay, so this is not a permanent thing. It's not something that's going to be in my life forever. It's just something that's temporary to help me get by, get the financials back in order, and move on. And I had to tell myself, I have the power to walk away from a 9-to-5 job when I don't need it. I have that power. And because I'm a business owner, and that is who I want to be. And it's a growth phase for me in a sense that I just thought that, me going back to a 9-to-5 job was me going backwards. But the thing about it is I had to be told, like, I need to look at the bigger picture. Because right now in the midst of everything, my vision's like this, right? So I had to think about the things that has happened in the past. And I also have to admit that my business is only a year old. It's a baby, okay? And I needed to give myself grace that I brought it this far. And for all of the growth I have done, because whatever growth I went through, my business also went through as well, right? So you're connected to your business, whether you want to admit it or not. As a business owner, you're connected to your business. Your business lives and breathes as you do. And when you have fun, the business has fun. When you don't got fun, the business is harsh. It's a readable thing. So I just have to put it out there that, as a business owner myself, it was very, very hard for me to admit that I needed to go back to a 9-to-5 job. But that doesn't mean that I don't get to live out my dreams. I can still work on my business on the side. It may not be as much as I would like to, but I can still try and push that needle forward. Or even if I am unable to for, not having enough, bodily or mental energy, then that's okay too. It's okay for me to put a pause on things, on, growing or expanding my business. It's totally okay, and I'm fine with that. And you're probably wondering, well, why is your business failing? That doesn't make sense. As a business owner, how are you going to be successful if, your business is failing? What makes you think that you can take your dream or take your business and push it forward? If it's not working now, what makes you think it's going to work in the future, right? And I have to say this, and this is the thing that pretty much brought everything into this whole reality and how I come to step into this space of, all right, I accept this fully and without any, remorse or anything like that. Aside from me feeling like this is a test from the universe, and I will go into why I feel that, but why do I feel like this whole failure part of my, of my business, or point, this failure point in my business, why do I feel like it's still me being a successful business owner? So the reason why I feel that way is because people only think, and this is something that kind of, I don't know why I didn't think of this earlier, but it's come to me now and I just have to accept that. People only think that success is up. They never think about success being down here. They only think that success is an upward thing when success can be this low or it could be this high. The thing I'm trying to say is that the measurement of success, it's not a defined thing. It's not a definite measurement. There is no definite measurement of success. It's how you yourself define it to be, right? Because your success doesn't have to be up here. It could be down here too. So I believe that my business is a success because I have set out to do what I said I was going to do. And maybe I should have been stronger about what I wanted to manifest because I look back on it and I said I wanted to help business owners understand the importance of marketing their business on Pinterest, or realizing that Pinterest is a market that they could, put their business on. And despite the fact that many business owners are not ready to make that next step into the Pinterest platform, to me, I said that's totally fine. They get all of the knowledge and information that I have to offer, and that was my main goal. Do I feel like that's a success? Yes. Why? Because the people I've met and the people I've interacted with get to walk away with the knowledge and knowing that their business can be marketed on another platform. Their business can be marketed through my skills and my expertise and everything else in under the sun. And yeah, when that, I mean, even though that was my aim and when I started my business, didn't make me a lot of money. It didn't make a lot of money, but I can say I did succeed in educating just that one more person about my business, what I do, and what Pinterest can do, because that's what I'm aiming for. Success is not written in any book. I mean, there's a lot of people that say they have a book to success, and yeah, I get it and whatnot, but I also understand that with people, success is part of their business journey. It's a component, it's an entire journey with their business journey. It's a part of their life. And when you put that success in your book of being a business owner, right, or in your life journey as a business owner, you're going to come to realize that success does come with failure. As a business owner, you're going to face failures. And the more important thing is, what are you going to do in those situations that you failed? You know, are you going to refuse to accept the failures? Because if I refuse to accept my failures with my business, I can guarantee you right now that I would be bankrupt. I would not be able to pay my bills by a certain amount of time. I would not be able to pay my bills. I wouldn't be able to, you know, have a home, have anything. So in that particular case, you know, are you going to just sit there and accept failure and let it consume you and everything? Or are you going to say, okay, I failed at this. How do I turn this around? Or what do I do to keep the ball rolling? Right. And, you know, that's the part that people don't remember. People only remember the end result, which is success. They never remember the failures that the person had to go through. They don't acknowledge so much the failures. They only acknowledge the success. And I think that's the part where, that is the part where only that, you know, very small group of people become those millionaires, is because they realize that in their mind's eye, failure was just a part of their success, their journey to success, and their journey to whatever it is that they wanted in their business or in their life. So what am I rambling about, and why am I rambling about it, and everything else? Everything else. I'm sharing this with you because I have this feeling deep down inside my soul that things were going backwards. That was the feeling I was having. I felt like things were going backwards. And today, it's a very, very different story. Today, I felt that whatever backwards feeling I was feeling, it's no longer there, because of the fact that I said to myself, you know what? This is my journey. I get to do whatever it is that I want to do or need to do in order to make this journey my success. And owning up to everything, right? Not only the success, not only the good stuff, but even the failures and the mistakes and all of it, right? You got to learn to accept that too. And you know, I have to say too that part of the issue of me having such resistance towards not being able to accept my failures as a business owner is I feared a lot of things. I feared judgment. I feared, you know, for some reason, I feared some kind of weird image of what society had for me. And I thought, you know, society would look at me as, you know, some kind of, oh, you know, we don't want to associate with this person. But as you have heard from the beginning, people in my network, the people that are around me, you know, I tell them what it is that I'm going through, and I tell them I'm being open and honest with them about, you know, what I have to do. And the fact that they turned around and provided their utmost support tells you something. It told me two things. One, I was afraid for no reason. I shouldn't have had any fear around accepting my failures and, you know, trying to use that to push towards my success. Two, don't assume. And, you know, it's so funny because I recently read in the Four Agreements that you don't make assumptions. You live a better life when you don't make assumptions, because when you let your mind wander and think too much, you start creating these illusions. And it just doesn't bode well for you as an individual trying to move forward. So I just wanted to put that out there. I do appreciate each and every one of you for listening to my podcast. I truly am blessed by everybody around me and by everyone that I have been able to speak with. I do want to put out there that I will try to put as many podcast episodes as I can, as time will allow me to. I did have a moment between my job to actually talk a little bit. So I really do appreciate it to its utmost fullest that I was able to get a job this fast. And my biggest hope and, prayer or manifestation or whatever you want to call it, my biggest hope is that my job will bring me, all the money I need so that I can get back to my running my business. Oh yeah, I almost forgot the universal test. So really quick, the reason why I think that this is a test from the universe is because I feel like the universe is trying to make me ask or think about or a question or reflect on it. It is, what do you do when you fail? Do you start doing things from scarcity, or do you start doing things out of fear, or do you start doing things from abundance, or do you start doing things from a place of positivity in life? So that's the reason why I feel like I'm going through this entire point in my business journey towards success, because I tend to have a lot of fears. I tend to make a lot of assumptions, and this is the universe putting me in check. And here I am. Here I am doing all of these things and telling myself that this is what I'm gonna do as a temporary thing, and I'm gonna make it work, and it's gonna work, and I'm going to get what I need in order to manifest the other things that I want in my life. So that's it for me. I hope this was helpful to you as a business owner. Just know that you're not alone, and don't ever be afraid to open up to the people in your network. Even the ones I just met, like I only spoke to them like once, and I just met them on the first day, and I tell them my problem or my issue, and they were willing to say, "Hey, you know what? I completely understand. I've been there. I've done that." And to have people that relate to that, it makes you feel that much more good. It makes you feel like, even though you felt like things were going backwards for you, you're really not. Honestly, you've come this far. You're at this point. Just know that whatever you're going through, I guarantee you there's another business owner out there that has gone through the same exact thing. And they definitely, even the successful ones have done the same exact thing. I listened to this other woman on a podcast, and she used to have a 9-to-5 job, and she kept wanting to manifest this dream job where she'll make millions. I don't know how much she makes, but I can tell you this much: she definitely makes 6 figures for sure. Because she's mentioned it in her podcast. She makes 6 figures, and if she had to do a 9-to-5 job with her dream business being on the side, why can't I, or why can't you? So just a thought. Anyways, I appreciate you tuning in. You have a wonderful day, and as we say in Hawaii, aloha.
Thank you so much for listening to the Unpinned podcast today. If you'd like today's episode and would love to hear more in the future, save me to your library by hitting that heart button or the follow button. Or if you would like to be even closer in connection to me, I have all of my links in the episode's descriptions so you can see what I'm up to or even ask me a question. Until the next episode, keep pinning.